Okay, let's move on. Gotta find the agenda again. What's the next item? Report from our CFO. Julie, are you able to give us a report?
Sorry, I had a trouble unmuting myself.
No problem.
I was not really under the impression that I would do much of a report other than just introduce myself and say hello to everyone and let you know I've enjoyed getting to know the organization over the past year. I've worked closely with James with the finance committee, and of course I work with Anita on a very regular basis, and she's sorry she can't be here. We actually told her she couldn't come because she's still so sick. But so we wish her the best. Just to keep it short, we're in the throes of trying to get on a schedule for completing the 2021 audit. We have had some issues today where the servers are down, so we've not been able to get into the software for financial reporting for the past couple of days, but at the national office, but hopefully that'll be fixed by tomorrow. We have lots of hope to get some things cleaned up and running smoothly with budgeting and financial reporting. So I'm glad to answer any quick questions if anyone has any, but again, that's about it.
Okay. I'll take a stack if anybody has some questions. Does anybody have some questions for our new CFO? Nobody?
This is James.
James, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I thought the CFO position doesn't actually start till February 1st, just to make that clear.
You might be right, I don't remember.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
I'd like to also just say that, to welcome Julie, who will be our CFO, and to say one more time that she's been the hands-on person who's been doing the bulk of our accounting for, I don't know, I think she said something like a year. When we have questions, Julie is the go-to person. I think it's going to be a good relationship and a strong relationship, and it will continue and will continue on this course that we're on to continue getting our financials properly cared for and our budgets completed and passed. So I'm looking forward to working with her, continuing to work with her. That's all. Thanks.
And welcome aboard, Julie. Some of us will not be on the new board is going to be seated on January 27th, so you'll be really working with them. Some of the people you're seeing tonight will be on that new board, some will not. But anyway, I want to take this opportunity to welcome you.
Well, thank you very much.
Chair, can I get on the stack for a moment?
Sure, Chris.
I've worked with Julia a bit over the last couple of months, and I found her to be very productive and efficient, particularly in response to inquiries with regard to the bookkeeping. She usually gets back within, half an hour, which is really, really unusually prompt. And looking forward to working with her on the NFC. Julia, I won't be a PNB director as of the 27th, so I will have to reserve my discussions going forward with you to that committee. But I'm looking forward to working with you and Netta, as always. So thank you for stepping up, and I suspect that you'll do the job rather well. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate the things that you point out and the questions that you raise, because that's what we need to it's not all about one person being able to pull it off. So it always helps me when you have questions and things like that you've provided. So.
Lawrence to the stack chair.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
I'd like to also welcome Julie. I have had a few meetings with her in the KPFK Finance Committee, and I think she's very forthcoming and dilatory. I mean, strike that, not dilatory. That you do, diligent. Thank you, whoever said that. Whoever corrected me. I'm sure it's a teacher. Anyway, so I'd like to welcome you, Julie, and I look forward to working with you. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Lawrence.
Okay. Anybody else? Oh boy. Hey. Guess what we left off the agenda? We left off a report from the RED.
That's why I didn't get on until someone tested me because I thought I wasn't on the agenda until the closed session. Okay.
I mean, if you have a report for the open session, we could just make an amendment to the.
Well, I don't know what I missed. Did you report on KPFT?
No. Let's just add a 5-minute item to the agenda for a report from you, okay, Lydia?
Okay. Okay.
Somebody want to make that motion right now?
So
okay.
Second.
Are there any objections? Okay, go ahead, Lydia. I mean, you have 5 minutes, but if we need to extend, we can do that as well.
I don't have much for open session, so it was just, but everybody, we sent it out to the membership, the fact that the Pacifica Foundation sold its building in Houston, KPFT, and I do want to stress, because I know that for a long time there was some misinformation out there that we sold it to, you know, pay off a loan and so on and so forth. That was never, not one person ever discussed that on the PMB. We were always clear that the bulk of the proceeds would go to a relocation. And so we're really happy that the amount that we listed the property for, that it was previously appraised for, was that we were able to sell the property. And as I said in the email blast that went out this morning, that it holds so much important, heartfelt, sentimental value to every single person that's ever walked through that building, whether we live in Houston and we're part of KPFT or not. And, you know, back in the day, we were able to have in-person meetings through the PMB, so I was there. I don't remember how many times, but at least 3 times that come to mind. And, you know, it was something that just evoked everything that had gone into the building of the station, which, of course, the building itself was emblematic for, and that a house that was bequested to the Pacifica Foundation could house such wonderful programming over the years. And when you consider the challenges and the historic challenges back in the day, and also the fact that it was bombed twice by the KKK and everything that that symbolizes then and now, is you know, it was a very emotional thing to have to deal with, and I think I speak for everyone that was involved, especially the members at KPFT. So but the good news is, of course, that the local station board, the entire membership for KPFT and around Pacifica, is to find a wonderful location that will bring all of the memories from before and then hopefully the memories going forward, and we just keep building. I mean, this foundation was founded in 1946, and so we have ongoing chapters, and we've had to move, you know, other stations before. WBAI is a prime example. WPFW has moved around as well, and yet Pacifica remains, and so we look forward to it. I just keep envisioning a wonderful grand opening if we could get past COVID. But the main thing is to have facilities where our programmers who have done a heroic job throughout the network with the remote programming and transmission of our programs. And it's been particularly hard in Houston, and they have some extraordinary weather events that they've had to go through and so on and so forth. And so we plan to find a location that's really sturdy, that can withstand all kinds of things, really great air conditioning, and for their, what you have, like 4 open window days because of the weather there. And that, you know, we protected that hopefully a building on higher ground so it's not affected by the flooding that goes on there. And so really look forward to something wonderful and can't thank the listeners enough and the paid and unpaid staff enough. And so we're really happy that we were able to, that the board was able to complete, this task.
Lydia, I have a question.
Sure.
I understand that the bombed out transmitter was in the lobby of the APFT building for many years as a kind of a monument to history. Has that been saved? And can we?
Mo Thomas, whom many of you know as one of our national staff members and engineers, went through and identified everything we needed to put in storage, as well as the general manager and the business manager and all those things, including that shell, which is what I remember when I used to walk up that first set of stairs, and the shell from the bomb would sit there, and you know it was chilling on the one hand and inspiring on the other. So yeah, all of that, and there is also the inscription that Director Foley mentioned on the handrail. That apparently I'm told was also put in storage. So hopefully, and then I had them film everything that was left once we vacated, and it looks like everything finally got out of there. The 17-foot tower in the back was removed. That was part of the sale agreement, and again, Mo Thomas arranged for its removal.
Okay. Anybody have
Lyndon for the stack?
Lyndon, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Lydia and Chair. this is totally just an aside. I'll make it real quick. This week, a teacher here in Harris County was arrested for child endangerment for putting her kid in the trunk of her car to take him to have COVID tested. Well, it's just odd that this friend who works at that school district sent me something. And it turns out this woman who did not change her maiden name, probably unfortunately for her, but it turns out her father was arrested back in the 70s, arrested and charged, but not convicted of bombing KPFT.
Wow.
And it just hit me in the news.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. So obviously I didn't know anything about that. And when sending out the blast yesterday and with Renee was putting it together, it's like putting together a little website. And I the photograph that I had of the station recently had that for sale sign on there. So she contacted Otis. And so that was the picture of the station that had gone out. But it evoked a lot of memories because even the front of the station had changed radically, and there was beautiful artwork by the time we sold it and so on and so forth. So I'm sure the stories are going to keep coming, that's for sure. But what can you say? That little story right now just left me kind of speechless. But there you go.
Okay. And anybody else? Okay. Then let's move on. Thank you, Lydia. I guess we next is committee reports. Do we have a report from the audit committee? I'm just going by whatever order this agenda was made in. I don't know what the order is supposed to be. Okay, I haven't heard, so we'll go to the next item. Is the coordinating committee, Chris?
Yeah, we had a regular meeting and set the agenda for the month. We're going to have a special meeting, which is really unusual. I think it's the first one that the coordinating committee has had to develop a template for the coming year so that can be handed over to the next coordinating committee. And hopefully that'll all get seated up before the third week of February. And then they'll have something to a place to start. So that's the objective of the next one. And also to draft the delegate seating part of the 27th meeting. So looking forward to that. And it's been a pleasure serving in that committee. It's been commodious and I think productive. And I thank everyone for allowing me to chair that. Dwayne actually stepped down and put me into that position. So I appreciate the continuing goodwill in that committee. Thank you.
Chris, there's been a longstanding tradition that the coordinating committee creates the draft agenda for the new incoming PNB. And that used to happen when we had back in the day when we had in-person meetings. And it was not a trivial matter to create an agenda for those meetings because those meetings went on for a whole weekend. But, not quite such a huge task now, but, still, I think the incoming PNB will be very grateful that at least we gave them a template to begin to do some work with.
Interesting. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Let's go on to the next committee report. Finance Committee.
Thank you, Chair. I want to just quickly report that the Finance Committee reviewed the WPFW budget at its last meeting. We called for a few minor adjustments. We hope to be getting it back for our next meeting and to have it passed to be forwarded to the PNB. We have scheduled some extra meetings. We fell a little bit behind in passing budgets, so we're going to work some overtime, try and catch up a little bit. So we held an extra meeting last week, before that, and we'll be scheduling some extra meetings so that we can do that catch up. And also we have a motion from the committee, which is in the appendix. The subject of it is third party fundraising. And if you refer to the appendix, scan down and you'll see it. I want to ask Paulina, it's reproduced twice and I scanned it. It looks like exactly the same language. There's no difference between the two, is there?
No.
I didn't think so. Thank you. All right, I'm going to ask Beth von Gunten, one of the members of the Finance Committee, to read this motion. She brought the subject matter to our attention. Are you ready to read, Beth?
I am.
Good, thank you.
So, motion on third-party fundraising. Whereas current Pacifica third-party fundraising practices present unresolved financial, regulatory, and policy issues, and whereas Pacifica policy is to conduct all business in compliance with current Pacifica bylaws and policy and all applicable laws and regulations, therefore, be it resolved that Pacifica shall pause all third-party fundraising immediately and until all outstanding financial, regulatory, and policy issues are identified and resolved and appropriate Pacifica policy and procedures are adopted by the PNB, documented, and implemented.
We're getting some feedback somewhere.
Yes. Steve, you need to turn it down. I'm sorry. We've got two meetings going on simultaneously here.
Oh, okay. All right, go on. I'm sorry.
Thank you. All findings and proposals pursuant to this resolution shall be reported to the PNB at each PNB meeting until all outstanding issues are resolved. It was passed at the committee 6-3 and presented tonight.
Yeah, it seems really busy to me.
That's the complete motion. Thank you.
Lydia?
Yeah, I think that this should be postponed and discussed at a future meeting. And I don't know what the issue was that was raised. I know some of the issues that have come up in the past, and I don't know if this is the reason. But in the past, and we had opinions from Mr. Krigler, and we have current opinions from Malady Virtue. So I think it should be, and those issues have been taken up by the full board. This motion doesn't address them. I think that it should be more fully vetted by the PNB. In the past, some of these third-party appeals have been enormously popular for Pacifica, and we're at the precipice of having to increase our listenership, but we will not benefit fully from CPB monies and so forth. But some of the examples have been during Katrina, you know, other disasters when we have linked together. Right now we have certainly the Poor People's Campaign, you know, and different things that resonate with the community. And I have seen like a lot of efforts to try to turn what the attorneys advise inside and out. And that doesn't mean that we should dismiss it, because there are percentages they've given us, and I think we should stick to that. And but this motion, I think, is incomplete, but it warrants like a lengthy discussion with the PNB, because it is the PNB that has to have the weight of counsel and go beyond something that would be the purview of the Finance Committee, and that's my opinion. Thank you.
Can I weigh in on this?
And Beth Shostak?
Yeah, I'm no expert on the...
I have my hand up, and so does Alicia.
Okay. I don't know who was first. I think I see Lawrence and Ali, and then I'll go, and then Beth can say something. Okay, go ahead, Lawrence.
James would like to get on the stack at the end, please.
Okay.
I understand the intentions and the concern that Director Van Gutten shares, because we do come from the same station, and this has been something that's been on the table for a while. But I also believe that this needs to be vetted fully by the PNB, and we're going to have a new PNB, because this could have intended and unintended consequences, right? So I'm almost what I like to do, I like to suggest that we postpone to next PNB board is seated. And this way we can have a candid full discussion, Chair. That's my motion. I seek a second.
I'll second Lawrence's motion.
Okay. We have a motion to postpone and a second. I'll take a new stack on that. Who wants to be in the stack?
James.
James.
Thank you, Ali.
Ali.
Ali. Beth, do you want to be on the stack?
Sure.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Go ahead, Jim.
Who was that? Did you say James, Alex?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to say that when this motion came up, it raised some questions, and I did speak to one of our compliance officers. And initially the concern was that we were raising money that was above, or, well, there was a couple of concerns. One was that the information in the public file wasn't being properly updated. And Another was that third-party fundraising was not necessarily an approved method for public radio stations such as ourselves, or, you know, nonprofit with nonprofit status. But our, in conversation with one of the compliance officers, I found out that as long as a the contribution to the third-party organization is
James,
below...
We're discussing whether the motion is to be postponed or not.
All right, I'm just trying to... Well, all right, I will just say that I'm not opposed to postponing it because I found that the immediacy of needing to deal with this as an urgent matter, because we might be violating certain rules, regulations, or laws, is was, I think, misplaced to a certain extent after consulting with our compliance officer, who told us that as long as the gift, as long as the amount to the third party is under 49%, it's just considered, it's treated as a normal thank you gift and recorded as such. But there are other issues with reporting and vetting the recipients, et cetera, that we should study and look into further. Thank you.
Okay. Ali?
Yeah, I just want to say that on this topic, I completely agree with what Lydia and Lawrence said. I'm not opposed to this motion. This needs to be looked at. But third-party fundraising is hugely successful, and it is a win-win for the station and the other parties, such as fundraising for Haiti relief or food for the homeless or things like that. And we always set it at a split of 60-30 for the station. At the most we've done, I mean, 60-40. At the most we've ever done is 60-40, but it's usually 70-30. And we have always checked with our compliance officer, John Almella, to make sure that we're in compliance with what needs to be done. So I don't oppose the motion, but I think it needs to be analyzed a little better to see what we're really doing and if we're really in violation of anything. At this time, with our financial distress, it is a tool that is helpful to the stations, and it is a, like I said, a win-win for the station, for our image, and for the third parties that we partner with.
Okay. And this is Lydia with just one more thought.
Lyndon to the stack.
Okay. After Lyndon.
Beth was next.
Okay. Thank you. And Chair, we're at time for the Finance Committee item.
Okay. Does anybody want to make?
This is Lyndon. I move that we extend for 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. Are there any objections to extending for 5 minutes? Okay. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. I brought this forward because every time we do third-party fundraising on air, I get calls from listeners with questions I can't answer. I haven't had the chance to discuss this with the compliance officer, so I don't have the benefit of his answers. I don't know how it was presented to him. But my concern is that to date, from what I can see, this is addressed incident by incident. No one is keeping track of an overview. I'm told each incident is probably not a problem and we shouldn't worry about it. I see it as a useful tool. I think it's important that we clear the process so that we can do it with a clear conscience and no concerns about compliance. But I will quote the legendary Miss Molly Ives, who always taught us that the first rule of holes is that is when you find yourself in one, you stop digging. And I'm not clear that we're not that we are entirely in compliance on all counts. Again, I don't oppose it. I'm not proposing that we give it up or halt. This is intended to be a pause until we can get comprehensive. I'd like to produce a policy manual so that when producers want to do this, they have checklists. They'll know whether they're in compliance or not. Thank you.
Okay, Lydia?
Yes, I just wanted to say this, postponing this will allow to, me, for example, we've dealt with this before on the PMB, of course, because we don't have an ongoing, book with all of our motions. It's hard to dig them out, but I will, search for that. But in addition to that is that, the opinion that what carries the most weight is our FCC, CPB, and our IRS specialist attorneys that we have on retainer, and they have over the years given us ample opinions on the subject, and that's what the board should be considering. Thank you. And I'll take those out and forward to the board.
Lyndon, and then I want to have a quick say. Go ahead, Lyndon.
Thank you, Chair. My concern when this was brought up at the Finance Committee, we talked about it, is I don't see any proof that this is actually bringing in extra revenue. It does, however, delude people or confuse people when they look at the, you know, we talk about how much money is brought in, and then turns out you have to ship some of the money out to these third parties. But let's say we have a 60-40 split with KPFK taking 60% and some other organization taking 40%. So this other organization, it only affiliating with this other organization only boosts your revenues by 20%. Well, guess what, guys? We lost money. And I'm afraid that that is what the case is over and over again. I don't think on the margin that affiliating with these other causes is bringing in enough money to cover the payout.
Chair, I have a point of order, Chair.
What is your point of order?
I thought that we were just going to be speaking to the merits of our postponement. Well, and it seems like people are speaking to the merits of the motion.
Yeah, I mean, it's a point well taken. let me just say a couple of things. I think I'm in favor of postponing. I don't see what the rush is. I think it would be advisable just to organize a meeting with the Pacifica's compliance officer and with members of the Finance Committee and perhaps with some members from KPFK staff who have some knowledge of how this mechanism works, and discuss it and find out if in fact you are in or out of compliance. It should be just a factual investigation. And if you are out of compliance, then we can do something to get into compliance. I think it's rushing a bit to just try to suspend this kind of fundraising without being clear whether we are in fact in compliance or not in compliance. So I think it makes sense to postpone.
Chair, can I complete the motion because I did not provide a date to postpone it, if that's okay, Chair?
I think you said till the next PNB.
Okay, that's all right. Right, the next PNB, the new PNB, Chair.
PNB. So we have a date, it's January 27th.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Is there anybody else before
Thomas to the staff?
I think we're almost out of time, but
we are out of time.
I have a question.
Okay. If somebody wants to extend for 1 minute to let Thomas speak,
I would just point out that the motion doesn't offer a single example of non-compliance. It just sort of warns in a very abstract way. And as I believe it was Beth said, it was compelled by her having feeling she had to field some questions. So it would be a good time to sort of audit the entire spectrum of fundraising at some point in the near future for the PNB. Third party fundraising would be one aspect of it. And so yes, obviously I support postponement.
We're only voting right now. We're not voting on the substance of the motion.
I understand. So I would support postpone.
Just voting whether to postpone consideration until we have a clearer picture, essentially. Okay. Marion, could you please take a roll call on this? yes if you vote to postpone, no if you don't.
Might ask if there's any objection.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Are there any objections? I was assuming there are, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, this is Beth. I object. I've been working on this a year and a half, and who knows if I'll be back next time. I don't know who will carry this forward if I don't.
Well, the motion will have a life.
So that's my objection.
Okay, but Beth, the motion will not die whether or not you're on the national board. It will still be there for the national board consideration.
Nevertheless, that's my objection.
Okay.
Somebody needs to mute. There's so much background noise.
I'm really sorry, but there's another meeting going on about 6 feet away from me, and
can you mute yourself when you're not speaking?
I can, but you wanted me to call a roll for this question.
Yeah, that's a conundrum. I have to admit. Okay, let's call the roll.
Problem offering Steve my headset.
Okay. Shall we do the vote?
Yeah. Good.
Okay. Chris Corey.
Yes.
Votes yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Votes yes. Lyndon Foley.
No.
Votes no. Whoops. Excuse me. Well, my computer does what it does. Got a no there. Okay. Yes. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Julie Hewitt.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs.
No.
Votes no. Okay. Dwayne Lark. Dwayne? Dwayne? Okay, I hear nothing. Ali Lexa.
Yes to postpone.
Votes yes. Thomas O'Rourke.
Yes.
Votes yes. Lydia Ponce.
Yes to postpone.
Votes yes. Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
Votes yes. Ralph Pointer. Ralph?
No.
I'm thinking.
Okay. I'm sorry, say that again?
Please get back to me at the end. I'm thinking.
Okay, we'll call that a pass. Sandra Rawline.
I vote yes to postpone.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Beth Van Gunten.
No.
Votes no. Tom Voorhees.
Tom votes yes.
I don't know if you can hear him. Tom votes yes. Okay, let's see, is there anybody we haven't heard from?
You have to go back to Ralph.
Yes. Ralph Pointer, you passed.
Yes, to postpone. I don't think we lose anything.
Okay, we have one.
Did Dwayne vote?
Dwayne. No.
No, Dwayne had to do something. He'll be back for closed session.
Okay. No, I didn't get him. So, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 yes votes to postpone. 1, 2, 3 no votes. Alex, how do you choose to vote?
I'm going to abstain.
Abstain. Okay. So 14 yes votes and 3 no votes to postpone. The matter is postponed.
Okay, let's see. Is that's it from the Finance Committee?
Yes.
Governance Committee, do we have a report from the Governance Committee?
No, Governance is meeting on January 26th. But no report, but Chair, I do like to remind you that Lydia Ponce has had a motion for the last 2 months that we did prioritize, and it has not been, it has not come up. So
we passed a motion from Lydia Ponce like 2 meetings ago. I don't know what you're talking about. Didn't we pass a motion on programming of Native American women, right?
No.
Passed without objection.
Yeah
we did.
There's another motion.
There was another motion. I don't see it here.
Alex, this is Bolina. Can I speak up? This was an oversight on my part. I and the PMB received a reminder from Lydia prior to last week's open session, reminding us that there was this motion hanging as unfinished business for a prior meeting. And it was an oversight of mine. I accept the error. I have forwarded that email to the board, to you just a few minutes ago. And yes, it should have been on the agenda.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to do about it at this point. There will be one more meeting of the National Board of the 2021 National Board next week. I already scheduled it.
So, can we prioritize this? May I please speak for a minute?
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah.
Thank you. I can we move this up closer to the top of the agenda, because I've been waiting for 2 months to motivate this, and I believe there's a couple of other of our fellow directors who were ready to support this motion, and this is like really drawing it close to the line, and you know.
We have to adjourn in like less than 10 minutes. Can we handle this in that time?
I no. certainly hope so.
Okay.
That being on the agenda, man.
Let's the chair. For the minute.
Huh? Well, you have to vote. Hold on. You're going to have to vote whether you want to put this on the agenda right now or not. So Lydia, you want to make a motion to put this immediately on the agenda ahead of the other committee reports?
I so move.
Okay. Do you have a second for that?
I second, Lawrence.
Okay. Are there any objections to that? Okay. I am telling you though that we will be we have a time certain at 10:30, and we're going to go to closed session. We're not going to extend.
Well, thank you. I hardly take up time or space, and I appreciate the consideration, as I've been extremely patient. Thank you.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia. Motivate before the elections committee report.
Well, I don't know if everybody had time to read the motion. Let me go ahead and find it as it stands on my it's a very lengthy one. I'm just going to get to the gist. I'll get to the gist. We're looking to have Indigenous environmental news reports to help bridge the gap between not only the MMIW, but however, all of the climate disaster that's happening. It's in response to climate crisis for water and food security, for people to know where they can provide resources. Coming from an Indigenous person, it really asserts our UN DRIP, our Declaration of Rights for Indigenous People. And it also bridges the gap up for any policy that's moving forth in order to honor, protect, and defend the environment. And that is not short of water, air, and oceans, lands, mountains, all of it. And it's for 7 generations to come. It's basically asserting that we would like the programming to be reported on environmental crisis, have a specific program by Indigenous people, and that means locally and globally. It mirrors the MMIW, however, it is specific to the environment, and it helps bridge a lot of the racial, social, and inequities, and strives for justice. It's not a left or right. It's basically an essentially reparation of sorts in order to give more airtime for Indigenous voices to amplify our lives and our agency and self-determination.
Okay. We actually do need the motion itself before we can vote.
Okay.
Where is the motion?
It's very long. It's good.
Well, can you email it?
Okay.
I think Marianne has it, Chair.
Yeah. Maybe Marianne wants to read it. She'll read it faster. I'm reading on my phone for my phone.
Let me see.
Mr. Chair, this is the parliamentarian. Would like to make a statement.
Oh, jeez.
Mr. Chair, the parliamentarian would like to make a statement.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say we can just deal with the resolving clauses. of the motion.
Okay.
Okay. Can you read the resolving clauses?
Yes.
Okay.
Resolved that the Pacifica Foundation supports ongoing campaigns to utilize the UN Declaration of Indigenous Rights regarding free and prior informed consultation and consent to amplify and center Indigenous people and their lives, and further resolved that Pacifica and Foundation develop a national serial environmental focused radio program, Eagle and the Condor, Indigenous environmental news reports with the participation of all of our stations and offered to our affiliates in collaboration with local tribal people at each of our sister radio stations and sharing airtime and space with Indigenous voices and providers of audio content from all around the world from the struggles against pipelines, fracking and extractivism in the U.S. and Canada, and to the struggles of uranium, cobalt, and other minerals, to the defense of the Amazon rainforest by its Indigenous inhabitants, to demand its end to poisoning the earth and people with the waste of petroleum extraction in South America, Africa, and or Indigenous opposition to privatization of water. Be it further resolved that we honor their self-determination and agency in creating a National Indigenous Community Oversight Committee, or task force, really. Currently including a dozen Indigenous environmental activists and elders, land and water protectors, to determine the content and amplify and elevate stories from all four directions in our local areas. The programming should focus on Indigenous-led transformations and solutions to climate crisis and related to the issues of environmental degradation and devastation, such as mass extinctions and the role of agribusiness in the development of highly contagious pathogens and the poisoning of air, land, rivers, and seas through privatization, militarism, industrial pollution, and extractive industries. This program will launch a special, and we have to scratch December, more like March, to exemplify and announce the program in development and begin to air in friendly amendment February, March. If all five stations commit to producing a locally weekly report incorporating developments and struggles in the area plus international content, and the program can air daily on the stations that will carry it. International contacts and potential funding for support have already been identified by the National Indigenous Community Task Force, Oversight Task Force.
I'll take a stack. Who wants to be on
the
stack?
Ron to the stack.
Ron, go ahead.
Listen, this is extremely complicated.
Oh, my God.
And there's no way we can vote nay or yay on this document that we just received tonight. It's laudable. It's commendable. But I need time to digest all that. And this board needs time to digest some of that. So there's no way we can vote yes or no on something like this tonight. That's why, I was asking for it. If you just postpone this to next week, we could have time to view these documents and examine them for ourselves. Is there costs involved? You're talking about a February, March start date? I'm just saying there's a lot on the table there, and we cannot make a credible decision tonight on this.
Ron, you're making a motion to postpone till...
I am, definitely. I'm making a motion to postpone till next week at least.
May I make a friendly amendment to your motion to put it somewhere towards the top of the next week's agenda?
I'm asking for a second first.
Second.
Yeah, I've got a second.
Who is that? Second. I'm sorry, who was the Beth. Second?
Beth.
Okay, got it.
Okay. So I'll take a stack.
I don't care where it's placed on the agenda, but place it on the agenda. That's a pleasure of the court.
Yeah, this is Lawrence. I'd like to be added to the stack for an amendment.
Okay, this is a stack on the motion to postpone.
Right, and I wish to add an amendment to that motion. I support the motion to postpone. I'd like to add that it be placed on the top of the agenda at the next meeting, Chair. That's my amendment.
Hear, hear.
Okay, that's an amendment to an amendment.
That's fine with me.
That needs a second.
I'll second it.
Okay, are there any objections to this new amendment? Okay. So the current amendment then is a motion to postpone and that it be placed on the top of the agenda at next week's meeting. Are there any objections to the motion to postpone and that it be placed on the top of the agenda for next week's meeting? Okay. Then that motion passes, and we are out of time for the open session. We need to immediately go into closed session.
Chair, I have a question. Can I please ask you a question? It'll be real brief.
What is the question?
The committee reports roll over to the next meeting. Is that correct?
They're going to have to, because we're not going to. We're out of time.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
And can we get five?
We can get five. A motion to adjourn to a closed session. We'll have a 5-minute break.
I move to adjourn.
Lyndon.
Okay.
Second.
Any objections? Okay. See you in 5 minutes.
I cut the stream.
Okay, good.
Let's see.